How's it going, everybody? It's Evan here with Josh on Life is Funny podcast. It's a toasty one here in Iowa. I feel like I've not been able to say that in, or I know I've not been able to say that in months and months and months. But yeah, it's hot, just like every podcast we deliver, but also weather-wise.
Temperature-wise, yeah. It's the hottest day that Fitz has ever been alive. Think about
really?
That.
Really? Yeah. So it's his fault.
I think so.
He's alive right now and contributing to, you know, every day it's warming up. So,
you know,
that's a really funny way to look at things. Because I think I mentioned that to you and like on the podcast a few months ago, back in like February or January, where it was like the negative 30 wind chills again.
Yeah.
It was like, I think this might be the coldest I'll ever have to be for the rest of my life. Like potentially.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And like, that's a weird way to think about that. You know, it's the hottest day since Fitz. I wonder what the hottest day since I've been alive is, and I wonder if it's yet to come.
It's a good question. I would say
and
it's yet to
like,
come. I've heard of this thing called global warming
floating
around.
Right? So I would agree with you. But also, like, you know, is it just hottest day in your own location? Or, like, is
it
a global hottest day?
No, I don't think that counts. Yeah. It would be far easier for you to Google what was the hottest recorded temperature on Earth since 1998.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's when you were born. Versus, like, figuring out, like, what was the hottest day
in the specific location. Yeah.
That would be oh, so complex.
It would be tough. I mean, like, if you were going general, right, it would be relatively easy, you know. It's like, okay, Ohio, yeah. Indiana, Iowa, but you know, not
you spent some time
Iowa.
In Australia, like,
but yeah, Australia, you,
like, we've
but,
been
but
in
technically,
LA,
like, I was in Australia over like their winter season, like, because
so
it was over our summer,
yeah.
So yeah, probably
that's true.
Not
you
Australia.
Could probably eliminate some time frames like that,
yeah. But then there's plenty of, you know, like you said, vacations, like LA, pretty toasty sometimes,
yeah.
And you know, I guess I've never really been, I don't know, to like Arizona, like, where else is hot? I don't know, right now,
Las
like
Vegas,
I said, Fayette's
maybe?
Hot. Before we get into recaps and I ask you how your week is, guess what the thermostat says in my living room right now for temperature in my apartment.
Room.
Yeah.
Well, considering that I recently, as in recently, just before this podcast, found out you don't have AC, I'm gonna say that the temperature in there says like 78.
Oh, pretty close. It's 79. And it's 83 outside right now. Tomorrow, even hotter. Thursday, 91 as a high.
That's
and then
ridiculous.
I leave like the day after that. So
oh,
like,
you're out. You're outie.
Yeah, I'm
so
very
close. So
is
this close. The last Iowa podcast?
This is very, yeah, like, unless, like, something weird happens, this is the last Iowa podcast. I will have to come back.
We should
back.
Have brought, like, some snappers or something. Like,
yeah, like
I don't
party
know what
poppers.
A
and,
is. Party poppers,
yeah.
That's much better. I was thinking that, but snappers is what came out, and I'm, like, imagining having some, like, snapping turtles now.
Yeah, well, you know, when you edit this video and we, you know, upload it, you can, like, put in some, like, firework.
There you go.
You know, like,
yep.
Effects is what I'm going
there
for.
There it is, yeah.
Hang on, hold for sound effect. Oh, yeah, that was great. What a great part. Oh, you actually made it, yeah, okay. Spoiler alert, we're not going to add sound effects, but yes,
probably
it's
not.
A celebration of...
Well, we also aren't uploading this video ever. Like, though we may upload some of our videos previous to last week, this week's and last week's videos will never be seen anywhere, no matter what, because they simply won't exist, because Zoom has... screwed us
yeah.
over once again.
Sticking it to the man, the opposite. Zoom sticking it to us. So we're, you know,
yep.
we might take our talents elsewhere, if you will, to a different
multimedia
podcasting platform.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, screw you, Zoom. And I don't even, you're probably watching me right now, even though just because I have the meeting up and stealing
yeah,
my
exactly.
identity and stuff.
To be clear, the reason that we hate Zoom right now is they've started to limit all meetings, including two people meetings,
yeah.
to 40 minutes.
Because I had to teach, like, I taught people this one time, like, for class, I had to record a podcast. So, like, with
yeah.
a group of three people, it's like, okay, we have a 40-minute maximum, like, for multiple people, unless you're with two people, in which case
yep.
it's unlimited. And that's
yep.
like, and my excuse, or not my, like, my proof of that was like, oh yeah, I do it every single week for the last, you know, 170 or 100, you
yeah.
know, whatever we started,
whatever
video,
it was,
like, episode 100 maybe, so 70 weeks, but
yeah,
yeah,
for a while.
So, and yeah, anyways, no more to Zoom, and
yep.
we'll see what happens. But speaking of what happens, how's your last week or so been?
It's been pretty good. We went to Ohio this past weekend. Dana graduated from grad school. So that was cool. And it was Mother's Day. So had a nice brunch over there, played with Fitz a bunch outside. The weather was like much better than how hot it is now. Like it was like low to mid 70s or high 60s, something like that. Like right where I would prefer it. Mm-hmm. So that was good. The Peloton came in the mail yesterday.
Oh boy.
So it's sitting in the office
like assemble
right
now. It? Nope,
came assembled. Oh, came assembled. Like the,
did you get like
people...
a man to like help you like lift it in and show you how to use it and stuff?
I didn't
like
do
in
anything.
My in my mind there's like a guy with like white gloves who like ushers it in.
He definitely didn't have white gloves. He had like those cheap Bluetooth headphones that have the like thing that wraps around your neck and like the cords that connect.
Hey,
up to
some
the
of
ears.
Those are expensive. You know, don't
are
judge
they?
A book by its
I
cover.
I just always assumed they were cheap because they look funny to me. But he had those, and him and his partner, I guess, they pulled the bike in from the truck and put it together, and they
That's
were in
weird.
And out.
Did you
in five
need to
minutes.
Ask them about their relationship status or?
No, I just assumed it was more like a James Bond partner type thing.
Oh, okay. Not like a, you know, like a life partner situation or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly. But it could have been that. I don't know. I didn't
ask.
Yeah,
you never
know. Yeah, they seemed close. but so that's good. There's like not a lot to catch up on. Oh, I went and saw Doctor Strange. I'm not going to say anything about it in terms of my opinion because you haven't seen it. So it was a movie. It's like 2-ish hours long.
Spoiler alert. I you know,
say,
I would have been sitting
actors
there
and
like,
actresses in it. So
okay,
it's
good.
There.
And
it's
actresses?
There.
What?
No kidding. No
multiple?
Yep.
Man, that's ridiculous.
Yep. Yep. What one interesting thing is
No,
it's fine. I'm not this isn't giving anything away.
Uh-huh. There was the famous last word.
I know. I can't remember what the country was, but I'm let's say 90% sure it was China. Asked Marvel/Disney to remove an LGBTQ scene from the movie before they would show it in their country.
Oh yeah, no, that like there's a lot of like that's not like a one specific Doctor Strange instance.
No,
that happens,
that's like all movies that
so, like,
get shown over there.
I still haven't seen Eternals, but I've heard that there's like that type of stuff in it. There's like isn't there like a sex scene in Eternals or something like that? And like an LGBTQ like really
maybe.
I don't know, but apparently like stuff like that gets cut. Eternals. And actually, speaking of Marvel, I finished Moon Knight, but I heard that like
I also
like,
finished
Marvel
Moon Knight. We
can't
should talk
even,
about that for a hot
yeah
minute.
We can talk about that a little bit, but I heard that like Marvel can't even show like Egypt is pretty anti-Marvel even though they have like a like you know an Egyptian superhero officially now. So
that's
interesting stuff.
We'll
but,
circle back to Moon Knight later because Lauren and I also finished Moon Knight like last week. I think that's when the last episode came out. We'll circle back to that. What about yourself? Been up to anything of note?
Nothing too crazy. I mean, when we recorded last, it was like during my finals week. So I had, you know, kind of fortunately like an easy, maybe the easiest final project that I've had since I've been here, but it was still a really busy like overall week just in terms
polishing
of
polishing a bunch of stuff up probably.
Yeah, polishing stuff up for work, like the final project. And, you know, it was also like the last week for a lot of people. So there was some hanging out going on, which you know,
really
I haven't done
polishing
that in a long
off,
time.
Not polishing up, just to be
I
clear.
Mean, you know, polish is good up, off, or down. So, you know, you never know. You can polish
anything. Never polished anything down.
Yeah?
I don't even know how I would like be like, oh, were you polishing that down?
Yeah.
Like, I guess it makes sense, but like, I don't think I'd ever say that.
How would you polish something up or off?
I don't know, but that's what I would say.
Yeah.
Like, I would say, like, are you polishing that up? Like, are you actually polishing it? If I were saying, like, polishing something off, like, that's, like, you're finishing
that's
the
like
deal.
That's like eating the last bite of ice cream or something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, yeah. You can polish that off?
I'm a pro at polishing a lot of things off. But, yeah, so anyways, didn't really polish off too much while I was here other than working, you know, working homework. Did some hanging out. Got, dude, it's, I don't know that it's like a great podcast topic. We can talk about this, you know, maybe at some point, maybe another point.
Sure.
I miss college. I miss my college experience. I kind of had like snippets of it by hanging out with, you know, like friends at this is still a college town, college bar, but man, people suck and like are not good about like being good friends and like having plans and stuff like that. So like,
somebody
not that I was gonna
cancel on you, Evan.
Yeah, kind of. So like we hung out like on like a Friday night and the plan was, okay, tomorrow night we're hanging out again, like, you know, we'll meet up, we'll watch there was like sports that we were going to watch.
Yeah.
And
Dodgers
I even
was probably on.
Was it? Yeah, I don't know. I think
if it was
what
Saturday
I was,
night
was,
I think the Dodgers did play at like 7.
Oh. Well, there was like sports, whether or I no, think that was UFC Sunday. Fight, Anyways. Something like that. Yeah. But Warriors it was like maybe, yeah, not important because none of it.
Sorry, I was just thinking about all the sports yeah. last weekend.
None of it happened. Yeah. But anyways, like I saw this, like I saw one, like the primary person I was supposed to hang out with, another departing GA, saw him on Saturday after mm-hmm. work. Took grad pics, like kind of together, but mostly of him because he had his cap yep. and gown, and there I you go. Like I did that for my roommate last year, and then like we left each other at like 3 or so, and it was like, hey, definitely see you later, like yeah. you know, just let me know. 9 o'clock rolls around, like when the fight specifically that we were gonna watch was starting, and like, you know, after dinner, it was like, hey, you know, like feel free to come on over, like you haven't missed anything yet, just let me know. And then yeah. like I think I texted again because there was also like business we had to take care of, in the sense that sure. like he was supposed to give me the cap and gown that he had because he was going to literally throw it away. And I was like, oh, like
I'll
definitely take it. A, so I yeah. can do my own pictures, you know, back home. And I was supposed to drop off like a modem that he was supposed to give me, like, you know, helping him out since sure. I was already going to drive somewhere. So, yeah, like we were supposed to meet up like one yeah. way or another, no matter what.
Yes.
And unfortunately, saw on a Snapchat story that he was like hanging out with other people and like down at the bar and with, you know, with students and stuff like that.
Well, you could have gone down to the bar. You could have been like, all right, I'll see you at the bar.
But like, okay, so it wasn't at a bar. It was like at people's houses. So I'd assume at some point.
That would be weird if you just showed up at somebody's house. Uh-huh. I would agree. That would be a strange.
But anyways, like, was hanging out, doing stuff, you know, no, like, I would have been totally down for that. No message, yeah. whatever. And then the next day, got a text like that he was leaving that day because I still had to pick up the stuff I was supposed to get from him.
Yeah,
he said, hey man, you know, sorry about last night, it was an early night, so I just, you know, sat on my porch in the afternoon and then went to bed. And I was like, no you didn't, like I don't care. I don't care
that you didn't hang out with me. I care that you lied about it,
right? And yeah, so it's like I guess, you know, oh, tough luck, whatever, like for the first night, but then like sure. to double it down, it's yeah, so it's just that yeah. And then like he was not the only, like there was a small group of people that were supposed to hang out and everyone kind of flaked, but then like two of the other people still went and did something, and they went yep. up or they wound up watching Doctor Strange. I was like, man, I would have loved to do that.
Hit me
like,
up.
Yeah, like even if yeah. they weren't down with the original plan. So I don't know, just it's I'm lucky
people
to have
rough
good
and
friends
difficult.
But it is yeah. like I've had not great experiences going back to undergrad too, so it's just like I don't know, maybe, you know, I don't know.
Well, I think
what
it's just a people
it.
Thing generally speaking, like they yeah. will always, like some of my like some people who I would call like my closer friends, like they probably canceled on me, I don't know, literally dozens of times at the last minute.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but like they're still my friend, like it, yeah. it didn't, like it's just they also, I don't think they probably did, like let's be honest, I don't think they ever lied to me the next day and was like, oh sorry, it was an early night, like so like yeah. that would be the part that would frustrate me. Like I understand like things come up, and like though I try to make sure that never happens to me, like that things come up, like I go with whatever plan was made first and I kind of stick with that unless like that plan falls through.
Yeah, like, unless you had to, you know, push back a June hangout date to...
Hey,
know.
That hasn't happened yet. I was just rescheduling. No, rescheduling is fine as long as you do it at least 1 month in advance.
Oh, I agree. And it advance. Is, yeah, it is different than just, like, straight up flaking. So, yeah, I don't know.
It's like, no different than, like, at work. I had to, like, tell somebody recently, like, I had to literally praise one person on our team because... he actually, like, if he's late for a meeting or going to be late for a meeting, he calls me or texts me and says, like, hey, I'm running behind. I'll be there in 5 minutes. Like, I'll jump on in 5 minutes or however long it's going to be. Or, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, this thing came up at the last minute. Can we reschedule? Perfectly understandable. Unlike other people on our team who are notoriously, like, 15 to 20 minutes late for meetings. And I'm like, people, this is unacceptable. If you're going to be late, like, let somebody know. Like,
yeah. Or if
why?
Everyone's
why
always
so late,
like let's reschedule it 15 minutes back.
No
but, yeah,
kidding.
That's what you should do is schedule all the meetings. Well, no, it's what people should do is show up on time when they say they're going to
yeah.
be there. But like, yes, having
being
like,
on time is very important to me.
Yeah, and like having grown up with like, you know, family gatherings that are always like, oh yeah, we're gonna, you know, we're gonna eat at 2, and it's like, oh, it's 4:30, and there goes like any hope that I had for, you know, any day
yes.
of like.
No kidding. I love Lauren's grandma to death. She does this one. No, I'm not gonna say but. Like there's just a period at the end of that. She does this one thing where it's, oh, we're going to eat at, like, I think this happened on maybe Christmas or Thanksgiving. Like,
yeah,
we're going to eat at 4 o'clock. 7 o'clock rolls around and we start eating. Like, I would plan my meals differently.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And like,
my stomach's not feeling very good.
And it's especially I don't know. Like, it's a weird both like problem and excuse to have, like, with my scenario. Like, usually holidays are very like strictly scheduled and busy, because like,
yeah,
growing up it's been like 3 or 4 houses I have to go to over the course of a day, right? So it's like, yeah, like if stuff is running late, it's like, you know, I like, come on, like, just, you know, value my time as much as I value yours a little bit. And I don't know, that's not like, I feel like it shouldn't be a hard ask. Anyways, that was, you know, no, just a small part. Nothing else has really happened. I did mention I'm getting ready to move out, so I had to make, like, all these different phone calls to...
You look like you're packed up.
I'm... what? This is the same background as... So, no, I am not packed in the slightest. I mean, in the sense that, like, there's not a lot that I really have to do. I don't know. Like, the hard part is, A... Like, I'm not getting it all out in one trip at this point.
Good.
Because I am bringing back my bed and stuff like that. So,
your roommate was like, sorry, or the new person didn't want to, like, keep the bed or whatever. I guess you don't know who the new person is.
Right. As of right now, there's not, like, a new person. So, you know, didn't work out the way it did last year. Whatever.
You should tell the landlord, like, hey, I'll sell this to you if you want. And then you can now, like, advertise this as a furnished apartment to whoever
as a couple
next.
Bucks more. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the tough part is like it doesn't matter. Like, it is, I am okay with keeping the bed because I will ideally be, you know, on the move again soon.
You will need a bed soon.
And if I don't, like, beds are freaking expensive and this one not bad. And like, so anyways, minor part, but yes, the move out process is on the horizon. Very near. I have like, yeah, like a day of tomorrow's like work meetings or like an all staff meeting, free pizza. Sure. Oh, I'm gonna eat until I'm full and then eat some more.
get my
money's worth from you know, one last stick it to the man for Upper Iowa.
There you go.
But no, anyway,
so you're not gonna pull a Bloomington and like pack until 6 a.m. and then leave at 8 a.m. are you?
No, I mean, I don't think so. My plan is to spend most of Thursday packing, and I still don't know.
I don't believe you.
I'm gonna have to. Well, that's part. Like, I kind of have to because, like, I like when I drive back, it's nice because A, I won't have to like pack everything, and it's not like all my clothes. Yeah, so the packing process will be lighter, but also it's weird because this weekend I'm going to Rachel's commencement. Like, for her graduation thing.
Yep.
So I don't know if I'm going home first to then, like, unpack
and
then back to Rachel's, or if I should just, like, be at her house with my carload of stuff. And in which case,
I probably,
like,
would. You drive literally through Indy on the way to your house, don't you?
Yeah. So, like, it makes more sense just to stay there and, you know, like, So it's a little confusing and I got to figure all that out. But it's like.
Now, but you do have to think it through and be, like, a little careful when you're packing because, like, I'm notorious for being like, oh, this will fit in the next load. And I only have one load left and it does not all fit in that load. And so then I have to figure out, like, I'm either about to make this fit or like, it just, like, we're going to have to figure out something else.
Yeah. No, that's like when I pack up, it will have to be at, like, a car full and then some, like, as much as I can fit into my car right now. And then
are you strapping the mattress to the top? Like, I want to see you with, like,
no,
one
I'm not
strap
taking
on
the mattress this time. That's why
one strap on the mattress where it's like flopping down the highway, like it's folded in half on top of your car. Those are my favorites.
Can't happen. That would look ridiculous. it'd do more damage to the mattress in my car than it'd be worth.
Gas mileage would be good though.
So the plan is to leave, like, the mattress for, like, driving my dad's truck back at some point and picking it up, you know, real exciting podcast content at this point.
Oh, yeah, man. Jeez, I'm riveted. It's riveting, really.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, if I were sitting here listening, like, it's real hot in here, and if I was, like, laying in bed, I might fall asleep, except it's, like, too hot to nap. So, yeah, anyways.
You can't fall asleep until, like, 2 a.m. when it hits, like, the mid-60s tonight.
Yeah. Wait, the mid-60s? Oh, yeah, at nighttime.
Like,
yeah
right. During the night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Okay, circling back to Moon Knight, unless you have anything else.
No, I mean, you know, little bits of everything here and there, but...
There you go. Okay, thoughts on Moon Knight? finished it up?
It was fine. I mean, it made my movie list, but not like my, this is my favorite thing that I saw on 2022 list.
Yep.
So, yep.
I would agree with that.
My watch list.
It definitely didn't surpass Loki as my favorite, like, Marvel series that I've seen. It was, like you said, fine is the perfect word to use to describe how I felt about that show. The ending was lackluster.
Yeah, it was weird, and not a lot happened, but...
Exactly. I think, but I also think that that's because originally it was only supposed to be one season, but then they, like, decided they were going to have multiple seasons of the show.
No, they're not renewed. Like, I thought that might be it. There is no guarantee that there will be a second season, which makes it even weirder.
I thought I heard they were either renewed or, like, really confident they would be, and there was going to be multiple seasons, and that's why, like, that last episode was the way it was.
I am pretty sure it's the opposite, but maybe I'm wrong. But maybe you're wrong.
Maybe
in which case, we're both wrong. Then I'm right. Yeah, maybe
I don't know
somehow
what
we're
that
both
would look
wrong.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, possible, I suppose. But I'm really kind of tired of Marvel's TV shows. Like,
even though, like, 2 weeks ago we had a whole podcast episode about why series are, like, superior, kind of sometimes.
But I think that in that one I did specify, like, of the Marvel stuff, there's not a series that beats pretty much any movie for me in the Marvel universe. That may or may not have changed this past week. I can't tell you.
Even just mentioning it, you never know.
Exactly. I'm going to keep you on your toes. I'm going to keep dropping hints. But overall, it was good. I don't know. I've been watching... Well, I've been reading a lot more. Like, I finished... I think I told you I finished the fourth Harry Potter book here a little bit back. And then I just read a Hemingway book recently. And I just borrowed another one from Lauren's dad. And so, like, I've been focusing more on reading than watching stuff. But,
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, like, I do not. I'm a watcher, but I also haven't watched a lot. Like, haven't watched a movie since I was home for spring break. And that was forever ago. But, well, yeah, there's movies on the list that I need to watch. But at this point, like, I don't know. Summer, will it be busy? Am I going to have a lot of free time? I don't really know what my summer will look like. So
That's true. It's unknown right now. Like, one interesting thing about, like, the streaming stuff, like, at least it's interesting to me, is, like, Lauren and I realized we don't, like, watch any live stuff really ever. Like, sports would be the only thing. And most of that you can get on, like, ESPN Plus, like, for the most part. And so we canceled our live Hulu and just switched to, like, the regular Hulu because we weren't, like 1 day per week we were watching live TV.
Yeah. I mean, the only live stuff that I watch is sports, which is, like, I mean, but I watch a ton of sports. But I wouldn't necessarily need, like, if I didn't have, like, my dad's live Hulu account that we use.
Yeah.
I have ways, you know, totally fully legal ways to watch sports. And they're actually even easier to watch when you, like, when they're on big, like, primetime live TV.
Sure. So, that makes sense.
Yeah. But that's, sense. Yeah, I get not having live stuff other than sports because I don't either. And I don't, like,
I don't know what I would watch lot. Like, there's no TV show that's, like, good enough that I'm like, 7 PM, I gotta be there.
I mean, like, there used to be, and it's weird because I feel like there are people that I know that would have a very different, like, thought on this. So my dad, for one, he watches, I don't know that he watches much else, like, live. Well, one is the news. So he watches the news live, like, a lot.
But I don't think you have to pay for live TV. Like, you don't have to pay for, like, YouTube TV or Hulu Live to watch the news,
yeah,
do you?
So that makes sense. I have no idea. I don't know how it works. Another,
like, I never have seen the news. What's the news? What's going on in the world?
I don't watch. The only time I watch the news is when my dad says, turn the news on to watch the weather. And then fortunately now in my older years, we get to turn it off. But it used to be, you know, 30 minutes. Like, it has to be the whole news thing. Anyways,
does he know about the weather app on his phone?
I mean, also used to, like, still buy a newspaper every single day.
Like, hey, now I could get on board with that. Like, I told Lauren when we go on a trip, like, I want to buy a newspaper in another language and, like, go to a cafe and pretend to read
that's
it. Like,
so
and just kind of
dumb.
Chill.
That's so dumb. Just look at your phone or don't.
I couldn't read the paper anyways because it would be, like,
I know.
In Italian.
So I hope you would hold it upside down and people would point and laugh at you, because that's what I would want to do. I'd be, look at this weenie. Funny. Look at this guy trying to fit in. And just, you can't just live life like it's an Instagram post, Josh. Come on, what? Man. Like,
I don't post to Instagram very much anymore, so
it doesn't matter. I know what I mean by that. But anyways, yeah. So it, like, he watches the news and Curse of Oak Island. Sure. That's his go-to. And I guess, like, even stuff that comes out episodically, I am typically willing to wait to binge. So Moon Knight, I actually did watch, like I waited a couple weeks and then watched like three and then got like caught up. So
yeah,
you know, I think that's part of it too. Anyways, though, Rachel and her family, like, almost every night of the week are watching a reality TV show, be it like American Idol, or I guess, like, I don't know, is that reality, like competition. But like American Idol,
more like a game show.
Sure, but like American Idol, but like what's like Big Brother or like Survivor or something?
Game shows,
or
like, right? The, like, Bachelor. I would consider those some kind of like game show.
Okay, I guess that's true. Is like Kardashians reality TV, but like isn't reality TV reality. Like not real though? I don't know.
I think reality TV can be real. Like, haven't you ever seen The Housewives of New Jersey or something?
Yeah,
like
the
that?
Real Housewives of, you know, of everywhere.
It's right
Orange
there in the
County
title.
Of New
real,
Jersey. Yeah.
The real.
Yeah. So, yeah. So there's stuff like that where they watch it like all the time. But they also, like, other than those shows and sports, typically watch a lot of, like, I don't know, like recorded stuff or like YouTube stuff or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, those are the few things that I guess it makes sense for, maybe. But it's just not something that's on my radar anymore.
It's just not important to me, like, to have live TV, except for sports. And with the Hulu package, like, for $13 a month, you get Hulu, like, not the live version, regular Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus. Like, that feels pretty good. Also, like, I think it's really interesting how it was, like, this big thing. Like, you would buy, like, DirecTV or Dish or Comcast each month, and you would get all these channels. And then, like, they split out into these, like, smaller online versions. You had, like, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, YouTube TV, like, not YouTube TV, but, like, all these different things. Netflix,
sure, Paramount,
like that,
Peacock, Paramount. You know.
Yeah, but now they're, like, coming back together, where it's, like, you buy Hulu and you get all this stuff again. Like, okay, perfect.
No, it's
like,
been interesting seeing, like, ads for like DirecTV and stuff like that, because like that used to all the time, but now they have you know, are redoing,
they have
of, like,
to
they have
oh
to reattack, like, it a little bit. Yeah,
they can't charge you like $100 a month anymore and expect like that people are gonna stick with them, probably.
Right, but yeah, I don't know, it's the landscape is interesting, but it's all kind of still the same, which is, you know, kind of the way of the world. Like, there's a lot of stuff where it's like, oh man, like, look at how this has reskinned itself a little bit, but instead it's just the exact same crap. Like that.
Oh, well, I mean, like, I'm off and on reading a book called Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, and he was like an emperor of Rome, maybe, in like the way back when, like 400s or 300s.
I don't know,
maybe 200s.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, a long time ago, let's say. But his, like, he's one of the Stoics, or like he was into Stoicism. I don't know. Anyways,
whatever that means.
Anyways, my purpose of bringing this up is, like, he writes a lot about like his views of the world and like what he sees happening and like his just opinions and like his view of basically like the human condition and stuff like that. And it's really interesting to read it and be like, oh shoot, like, pretty much 2,000 years later, there's a lot of ways that people haven't changed. Like, they still lie, they still cheat. Like, there's still a lot of great people in the world who do a lot of good things with like genuine hearts. Like, they're, and like, just the way that people think holistically hasn't changed as much as we might like to think that we're different than people from 2,000 years ago, or at least some people might.
Yeah, which, I don't know, it's really problematic, because I, like, it's, the problem is, as stuff doesn't change, like, there's no way to change without change, right? Because people are, you know, like, it's not like every new person that is born is like a new person. Like, they just get, they, you know, a crappy just recycled
rebranded
carbon copy of their, you know, their dumb parents or whatever. Myself included, you know, like, no, my parents are great. But like, and I'm my own person. But it is like, it takes so long because they're so like minor change. And sometimes you get like big leaps back where it's like, for whatever reason, you know, the country that we live in now is just like decided to heck with progress and like, let's be as divided as possible and all sorts of things. And it's just like, Like, how does that like, I can't understand the, like, not even, like, I guess, for lack of a better word, like, evolution, but not, like, to get, you know, like, Christianity evolution-wise, but, like, just, like, the getting smarter process, right? Yeah. Or, like, just, like, the process of understanding and, like, society. Like, it, to me, as someone who's very, like, A and B, like, right and wrong, it does not seem difficult. And the problem is that everyone or a lot of people are really dumb and don't, like, or maybe it's, like, on purpose that they're, like, you know.
No,
I think that's what annoys me more. It's not necessarily when people are just straight up dumb, but when they're, like acting dumb. And there's a lot, like, that's happening a lot across the board where it's, like, the commercial, or not commercialization necessarily, but, like, the dramatization of being, you know, like, especially right, especially left, especially whatever, you know. I don't know. It's interesting and annoying.
Yeah, and I also wonder if, like, it is as much as we think it is, because, like, I could see it being one of those things where, like, social media specifically, like, that's just the easy one to point to, social media and news outlets are, like, amplifying the far on each side, which is, like, this very limited number of people, let's say, like, under 5% of the population. But because these outlets, social media and news, these two specifically, are amplifying those two sides, like, that's then what we think, like, reality is, though that's not where most people would fall in society.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I know, like, especially, you know, whatever you're doing or social media watching, whatever it might be, it's kind of an echo chamber of itself. Like, if you are if, you know, if you only follow, you know, Democrats are us or Republicans are us on, I don't know if those are real, you know, real Twitter
accounts. I'm sure those are real Twitter accounts.
Go snatch them up. But, you know, if that's, to use an example, or, you know, if I only followed vanillaicecreamisthebest.com or chocolateicecreamis, like, it's probably going to sway my opinion, right? And then, like,
Yeah. You know, because there was a guy who, like, semi-recently, I can't remember who it was. It was one of Joe Rogan's friends, like, tested this out. Because, like, so many people
really
complain
all
the time.
Really didn't go through a, like, a official, legit, like, you know, a scientific
test. A more scientific, more legitimate thing would probably be better. But this is what I've got to back up what I'm about to say.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, but so many people talk about, like, how social media and things like that are pushing, like, you towards certain things. And, like, so they talk about, like, how social media is pushing people towards violence or pushing them towards, like, a certain political direction or something like that. When, like, he was like, okay, what happens if I just click on puppies and, like, puppy videos and puppy posts for, like, a week straight? What happens? Well, lo and behold, his feed became all about puppies, not the political stuff. So it's really, like, this underlying human condition where it's like, I'm going to click this because it's interesting. And then because that, like, you click on the next one and then, like, it keeps amplifying from there slowly because, like, you're viewing the things and it notices what is keeping your attention.
See, I don't know if that's right, because my feed is all just, like, you know, like, chicks in bikinis and, like, you know, like, Playboy models.
I guess we know what you're clicking
on. It must be some, like, a beach life thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
you're really into beach life.
Yeah. No, obviously kidding. But it is true. Like, everything is, you know, tailored to sort of what you do and what you follow. And it's, like, we've talked about this in the past where my, like, Reddit, for example, is not that. And, like, I kind of like it that way, even though it's still, like, you know, you're still seeing other people's favorite things or, like, what is voted as being the most popular or whatever.
You kind of enjoy, like, the random nature of it, where, like, some social medias used to be that on, like, the Discover page or something like that, but now they're very much tailored to, like, oh, you spent a little extra time viewing that watch post, well, I'm gonna start suggesting watch posts on your discovery feed on Instagram or something.
Right,
like,
no,
that
discover, like, I do not even look at the Instagram Discover. Instagram, very, very seldom use, I guess. But, yeah. And
it's
that,
becoming,
like,
less and less. Like, I used to love the platform, but I'm falling away from it slowly because it's not what it once was.
And that Elon Musk bought Twitter. So I don't know if that was before our last podcast or after our last podcast. It doesn't really matter. Podcast. It's not really, like, what we would have talked about. But, you know,
yeah.
like,
It is interesting. Like, if if nothing else, like, it is interesting just because, like, I never imagined, like, specifically Elon Musk, but, like, anybody just, like, swooping in and being like, oh, hey, I'll pay $43 billion for this social media company. Like, okay, yeah. Cool.
I think, like, I don't know. It's weird and a bummer for just, like, again, someone who sort of looks at things and is, like, maybe more idealized. But, that like, that's not a bad thing. No. One of my least favorite terms is, like, when people say, like, oh, you know, this would be great if it was this way, but that's not how the world works. It's like, well, then, like, why doesn't
make it
the
work
world?
That yeah, way. Like, let's go. Come on.
That's really silly. So, anyways, for a lot of things like that, but it is one of those things where it's like, man, you really wish that, like, stuff like that couldn't happen necessarily, you know, like, just one guy that's, like, a, you know, eccentric billionaire decides to buy something, or, like, you know, like, seven old people making a decision that impacts, you know, millions and millions of individuals, or, like, just things like that where it's like, there
you're
is
talking
not...
about government. You're talking about government.
How, sure. Like... yeah. A little bit, you know, like, whatever it might be, where it's just like the fact that it's, I think you were right where you were saying that it's, you know, like, sort of the vocal minorities, if you will, of, you know, far right, far left, far whatever. Yeah. But then it's still, like, because those people are vocal about it, and maybe, you know, other people might not, like, care enough, or, like, be like, oh, you know, I'll go with the flow, or, like, yeah, like, I don't necessarily agree with all of it, but it's good enough. Like, then those vocal minorities, like, get the vote, right? Where it's like, if, you know, it's like if you're going out to dinner with someone and you have a car full of 10 people and everyone's kind of like, oh, I don't really care. And one person's like, we have to go here. Like, hey, that's great. Unless they say, like, you know, I don't know, like, Joe's Crab Shack in the middle of Iowa. Yeah, or something like that. Actually, Joe's Crab Shack is, like, an actual restaurant, right?
I think so. Yeah.
I think it's
but
more
if
reputable.
They said Long
than,
John
like,
Silver's.
Yeah,
I
Long
would
John Silver's.
Down.
Maybe not as great. So, you know, and then if people are like, oh, well, I guess, you know, we can't say no because we asked and they said yes. So,
yeah. And I don't have facts to back up what I'm about to say, but there are
about
things I've
Long
probably
John
heard
Silver's?
Somewhere. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, about, like, the posts and, like, how the vocal minority, like, becomes that is, like, specifically, like, social media and, like, YouTube and even, like, circling back to what we were talking about at the beginning, like, all of these streaming platforms, like, because they're so algorithmic, like, so based on their algorithms in terms of what is suggested for you, now it's very much like exactly what you said. It becomes this echo chamber. It becomes this thing where you click on this, so then it leads you to this, and that leads you to this. Like, it is a very clear circle. And also, like, thinking about social media specifically, and, like, how there's, like, so much outrage about different things and, like, arguments, and everybody, like you said, is very divisive right now. Like, something that's more likely to get somebody's click is something that makes them angry. Like, they're more likely to click on something that makes them angry than something they're indifferent about. So, like, they will scroll past something that they're indifferent about and maybe click on the comments for something that makes them angry to see what other people say. Maybe they'll throw a comment in, maybe they won't. But because they, like, clicked on that, like, and engaged with it, now they get more suggestions like that that also make them angry that they are more likely to click on, the, like, to engage with. And so, like, I think that's interesting because very technically, like, social media companies and, like, these streaming platforms, their goal isn't to, like, push a certain anything. Like, it's literally not, like, from my understanding. There's somebody who's going to disagree with me, and that's fine. From my understanding, like, they're not trying to push a specific, like, belief, thought process, like, anything. Like, what they care about and what is most important to them is how long your eyeballs stay on their platform, program, whatever. So, like, if making you angry leads to more engagement from you, then you will, which leads to you spending more time on their app, like, they will keep feeding you what makes you spend more time. Whereas, like, if they realize, oh, this person saw this type of post and they jumped off the app, like, and they do that consistently, they're probably not going to show you a whole lot more of those types of posts. Or like, if you never engage with it, they're going to show you less of those. Like, I can go on Instagram right now and see what my 50 least engaged with like people that I follow are. Like, it shows me that, and I can go through and unfollow all of them.
Interesting. Yeah, see, I like that as a thought, and I think I agree with you overall, except for the examples of my freaking Sudoku app, which just keeps giving me ad after ad after ad. It has gotten so bad, and I like swipe away. I click off of them. I do not engage, and they say, no, no, come back. We got to get you. And like, and it makes me angry, but it makes me want to not engage it. So it is the exact opposite to everything that you said.
I think that's not a great example with Sudoku app. It's a different example than what we're talking about. Yeah, it's a free game, and they have to give you ads. Like, if you would do the paid-for version, they wouldn't give you ads.
They don't have to. They could be nice, you know? Like,
how are they going to make money?
That's the other thing, too, is, like, there's no, like, and this might be a little too ideal, but, like, obviously, like, everyone is kind of out for themselves, like, even myself included. And, like, I feel like if, like, when put to the test, not even in a bad way, like, just most people would be. And I think it's really hard to just be, like, in an ideal world, if everyone, like, had the best, like, best wishes of everyone else in mind, like, that's how it would be, right? Because, like, because everyone would be, like, taken care of by each other. But all it takes is, like, one person to take advantage of that, and then you're screwed, because then it's like, you know, the guy next to him's like, wait a second, like, if you're taking advantage of that, like, I'm gonna take advantage of that. And then you wind up with, you know, like, capitalist type society that is just like, you know, the haves and the have nots a little bit. But so I don't know, it's just like, it's interesting how quickly, like you were saying, you know, with some of the interaction stuff, it's like, like the same thing happens, but then like, like there is this sense of like groupthink, but there's also definitely not. And, like, groupthink in itself, the term is bad. But I'm talking about, like, you know, like, this idealized society, which, it was interesting. We actually had a class. There's one professor in my sports, like, administration master's program that, like, one of his classes, he teaches three of them. One of them's the capstone, so I'm about to have him again. But his first class, like, half the class is sport finance, but the other half of the class is capitalism is the best, socialism never works, write all these papers about why capitalism is the best and socialism never works. And it's like, it annoyed me a lot, because I was like, yes, every source that he linked made really good points. The problem, though, is that he was linking no sources, like, telling the other side of the argument, you know what I mean? And I think, like, that's one of those examples where it was like silly, and I kind of like, and I push back on it, like, with some of the assignments. And
that's what I was gonna say, is like, that's an example of like, it doesn't even necessarily matter like what the truth is, like, it like more what like concerns me about that situation is like the fact that he doesn't allow a person to come up with their own opinion. Like, well, it is I'm feeding, like, you these sources that follow my opinion, which like, but that happened at, like, IU all the time, just, like, in a different way. Like, I can think of at least four professors that, like, fed all these articles, like, based on, like, this is the way that, like, education should be. This, and, like, they would, like, give all these articles that, like you said, had great reasonings for, like, the way that schools should function and the way that kids should be taught. But they wouldn't take into consideration the other point of view. Whatever that was, like,
or so, that, like, there's not a one size fits all or something, you know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Which I think that's part of the problem also, is like, people are unwilling to think of things as being nuanced. Like, they are more willing, and it is easier for the human brain to wrap our heads around, it is right or it's wrong. It is yes or it's no. Like, there's much more difficult for our brains to wrap around maybe, or like, that could be right in that situation, or that's probably wrong in that situation, but it could be right in another one. Like, it's harder for our brains to wrap around nuance than it is like clarity. And so we try to make things fit into clarity because our brains deal with that more easily.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. It's weird, again, like, as someone who, My initial thought is, nuh-uh, because, like, I started off by describing myself as someone who, you know, is very, like, right or wrong. Like, it's kind of, like, the obvious choice is the obvious choice.
Yeah.
But I think I'm also very capable of, like acknowledging when there's differences. So it's not like, you know, like, I don't know, I was going to say 2 + 2 is always 4. Yeah, like, that, you know, it's always 4. But there, like, there is a lot of stuff where it's, like, like, if you lay it out, to me, you can still kind of be like, okay, logically, like, this is still the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, it's not all that simple all the time. And that's makes it difficult.
Like, my easiest example of this, which would be like a divisive topic, obviously, would be gun control. So like, I remember having conversations in college with people who grew up in like in cities where their interactions with guns were very negative. Anytime they heard about guns, it was on the news, in a way that a gun was being used in a harmful nature. Like it was being used to harm other people. And so like, for that person to be anti-gun, it makes complete sense to me. Whereas like for me, where I grew up, like most of what you heard about guns was like going out and shooting and like gun safety and like going hunting with guns. Like it was a very different set of parameters that like your brain was shaped around in relation to this one topic. And I think that applies to so many things, and it can be very difficult for us to put ourselves in other people's shoes and think about like, okay, I think about it this way, and for my brain and my background, it makes complete sense why I believe this is correct or this is the right or wrong way to do something, versus they're doing something the complete opposite, or they have a belief that is the complete opposite of myself. Why? Like, why do they believe that way? And I think about, like, I don't know, education is an easy example. There are so many different ways that people believe you should teach kids or shouldn't teach kids, but it's based on like what they see and what they've been through that's influenced their belief around it. They haven't had the same background as somebody else. They haven't been through the same situations as somebody else. So it's hard to understand how that other person got to the point where they believe in the way they do about something.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it is easier to try and do like a one size fits all. Like if you only have to make, you know, a million like McDonald's, right? You're not cooking every burger to order necessary. I mean, you know,
no.
Like I can't walk in and get a medium rare, and you know, someone else can get a well done. Like
true,
you know, you get, but at so the same I think time, like it's easier to do that because like it's difficult to, you know, sort of consider like you were saying, you know, the different backgrounds and accept that maybe both ways are right. But I don't know.
Yeah. But to push back on myself a little bit.
Like when you, no, that's good.
When you said like that you like are very like some things can appear very like right or wrong and like you will stick to those things. Like I think there are those things out there where like this is a universal right or wrong thing. Like and we have to acknowledge those. Like there's no nuance about certain topics. Like
I think
this
that's
is right
a good
or
way,
this is wrong.
Right. That's a really good way to put that because I don't know, obviously like threaten to, you know, like walk myself into a corner because there's so many things where someone could say, well, what about this? And obviously it's not that, you know, that simple all the time.
No,
but I think that like, yeah, one of my gripes with, you know, with the world of many is just that like the, like we can't even get the easy stuff right, you know? And I think that's kind of like where the issue lies. And it's like, man, like it's just disappointing, but yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I actually, to sort of veer away, so I made myself think of something about walking myself into a corner. And speaking of stuff being right or wrong, are you familiar with the phrase like if you give someone enough like leash, like they'll, you know, they'll trip themselves up with it, or they'll hang themselves with it or something?
It sounds like something I've heard before, but I'm not like, it's not something I hear frequently.
Yeah. So like, okay, I was listening to a podcast, with James Acaster, favorite comedian, you know, British guy, great. Never met him in person. Almost met him in person. Anyways, not important. Listening to a podcast where he was describing like this awkward situation where, you know, he was on stage doing stand up and he was getting heckled, and someone was, you know, just like giving him the business. And he said, like, don't worry, everyone, you know, soon enough she'll hang herself. And like what he meant is like apparently a more common term either to him or to, you know, like maybe just to him, who knows, to other people, is like, you know, if you give someone enough leash or enough rope, like they'll, you know, hang themselves like that. And like,
I guess instead, maybe I haven't heard of that. Like I've heard like you're giving him too much leash.
Like if you
like,
give
don't
your
dog,
yeah,
too much
right.
leash.
And that's the thing. It's like the second part of that phrase kind of is like,
yeah,
you, know, you
I
give
guess
him
I
too
never...
much leash because you're going to then like trip yourself up.
Yeah.
And like, so apparently not a lot of other people had too, because they definitely thought that he meant, you know, she should go off herself. Or
yeah. Wow.
So it is one of, you know, I don't know, one of those funny things where it's like, huh, maybe perception matters a little bit. Also just a joke to wrap up the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that's another good example of like, maybe where he was raised, because he's from like England or something, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that like full portion of the saying is like much more common there. Maybe. And so like, it's also very hard for us to empathize or fully understand people from other cultures or regions, even like, even think about like within the United States, like state to state within the same state, like you can drive 50 miles and be around a completely different like feel of people. Yeah. And how they were raised and like what's happened in their lives. Like, that's impossible for us to like consider. And so like when somebody says something like that, though he meant it in not a bad way at all, and it was a joke, and it was like something he's heard a lot and probably said a lot, like people like from America have not.
Yeah. And if you didn't double check, like you would just assume that he was like, you know, this awful, horrible person. Yeah. Or like if he, I think in his story, like he caught himself because like, instead of people laughing or agreeing, people were like, you know, gasped.
Yeah. So yeah, it's kind like I did.
Yeah. Like if you don't have that self-awareness. And yeah, I think, man, I know what you mean about like different states and stuff. People I was hanging out with this weekend have like, some of them had Minnesota accents, like some of the GAs.
Yeah.
Ugh, like when they said bag and like like a bag, like when they're, you know, checked bag, that talking about the airports, it's just like this abrasive I can't, you know, they're it was funny. I actually brought Lauren up because we were talking about accents and like how to say things, and I said I have a friend who doesn't like mispronounce things, she just says like the wrong word for things.
Yeah.
Like,
yep, for sure.
like console and stuff like that.
She calls it her counsel.
Yep. So it was just funny to me. Like just, you know, a very minor thing, but man, accents. No, I'm glad that I don't have one in the sense that like, I don't know, maybe
we have, the very typical Midwestern, like accepted accent. That's like replicated on the news when they want to seem like they're from middle America.
Right. I, you know, very much just like straightforward and, you know,
we just tell it how it is. We tell
it just white bread there it goes. Yeah. Except it's also, you know, if you're playing the game, bags, it's not bags, it's cornhole. And it's cornhole. Also, it's bags, not bags, but it's not also bags. We have a friend who says eggs. We did that. Didn't we do that on the podcast eggs? One time? Our dialect
How else would
map?
You say eggs?
She says like eggs, like A-Y, it's like A-Y. If I had to like phonetically spell it, it'd be like, I don't know phonetics. Ask Lauren, but.
Eggs.
Yeah.
Yes. But one thing, before we wrap this up, one thing you did hit on that like, I think is the all important and one of the most difficult parts to this conversation that we've been having is what you said that James A. Caster did when he said that, and was be self-aware.
Right.
That it, that's hard like, to that do. It didn't come off how he intended it to, and that people didn't understand what he was saying, because like so many people are not self-aware, or they don't care to be. They're like, if you don't understand what I'm saying, like that's on you, not on me. Whereas like if we would take a little bit more responsibility for what we say and what we do and kind of just be a little bit more self-aware, life might look a little different, like as a whole. I'm just saying, like, no, as a country. Yeah. You and I might do a great job of that. We might do a very poor job of that. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it is a good point, though, because, like, even just recognizing, like everything that we talked about earlier with, like, how social media works and stuff like that, like, even though, like, we are in that and, like, we sort of let it work that same way for us, like, if you didn't understand that, like, you know, things are tailored to what what you do, what you react to, what you like, what you don't, like, then that's when you start believing, like, you know, that everything you see is the truth, or, you know, everything you say, like, must be right. And
or every post is about this. Like, why do I only see posts about this? Like,
right. Yeah. And it's hard, like you said, to have, like, I know I don't always do a good job of it because I sort of have like a, you know, yeah, whatever, you know, whatever I say, like, must be right. But like, and I sort of like, if someone convinces me otherwise, like, I will not be stubborn about it. But sometimes you got to convince yourself otherwise. Yeah. And
that is like a goal that I have, generally speaking, is to have no sunk costs. Like, and what I mean by that is like,
yeah, do tell.
Just because I believe something doesn't mean I always have to believe that.
Oh, sure.
It is okay for me to change my mind.
Yeah.
And it is okay for me to like hear somebody say that they believe something because of X, Y, and Z, and that then change the way that I think about it. And like, that is completely good and acceptable to me. And I am always striving to do a better job of letting my brain and myself evolve and change over time, because, and even more so than that, I always am trying to do a better job of understanding that other people in my life are changing and evolving all the time, and like that should be expected. And just because they said something a year ago, just because they said something a week ago, doesn't mean that they necessarily think that or believe that or like act that way anymore. It's okay to change, and it's okay to have a new way of thinking about things. Hopefully it's in a positive way, but
like, right. Yeah. I mean, cause it, you know, it can go both, but no, that is a good, like it's hard to get your own perception of someone else out of, you know, out of your mind. So staying open to that. And yeah, that's one thing that I took out of, our internship that like I have said to multiple people, like, or in like assignments, discussion posts, whatever, that is like a big takeaway is one time we were talking about, you know, how in a leadership setting, your answer for why do we do things should never be because that's how we've always done it. And like, that's kind of like, you know, my thought of whenever I'm in an organization or, you know, something like that, it's like, let's not do that. Like, I want to have a good reason for why I'm doing this or why I'm not doing this or, you know, whatever it might be. So
just generally speaking in life, like, you don't have to do the thing that you've always done. It's okay to change. It's okay to do something different. Like,
Josh, because of that, I will throw away all my whitey tighties. I will grow up and wear, you know, boxer briefs now.
I thought you were going to say, like, I'm throwing out all my whitey tighties and I'm buying man thongs.
Yeah. my childhood underwear are out the door. I am growing up to, But, you know, it's something that I can confidently say, never have I ever, you know, tried a different form of underwear that is not typically built for the, you know, built for dudes. So,
there you go.
Here I am eating crow. I, you know, I'm a hypocrite and maybe I need to try new things, but yeah, that's
all right.
It's a good way to end it as I can think of.
Yeah. Thank you all so much for joining us. This has been the Life is Funny podcast, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.
See ya.